RPH monitoring.
D9V mobile monitoring.
JKT mobile.
We're HGX, mobile again.
Patrick, how you doing this morning? To NC9B.
Leon, Jody will be here in just a second. Where are you at right now?
Well,
across the state line, so I'm in front of you.
Way out in front of me. It's your early morning. I'll be going in a dip here in a second. You might lose me. But, yeah, I'm top of the mountain. I'll be dropping down in the hole here shortly.
Well, you be careful in the meantime.
I'm in KO4MUF. Good morning, Mr. Leon.
Jody, hope you had a good weekend. Did you get over the field day?
Field day, and yes, I did have a great weekend. How about yourself?
And it was full, but I didn't make it to field day. I'm sure Patrick could tell me all about it. I'm sure he went.
Well, we were just talking about it. You should have came. You'd have had a good time.
My wife said, go ahead, go. I couldn't leave her, so. My bad. But, one of these days.
Did you get sick? Is that how, what happened?
Not at all. Couldn't get away. On them weekends, you know. But all in all, it's good, but can't complain. I'm just looking forward to this nice weather. I might go boating Wednesday.
And after the weather we've had for the last couple of weeks, 65 degrees is going to feel like summer's here.
You ought to be working in the tank top today.
I'm sorry, what was that, Leo?
I said you'll be working in the tank top shortly. So warm out.
Hey, man, this is like a little heat wave coming through.
My wife earlier said, you know, this weather is really, really cold. But, you know, it's probably normal. That really, really cold is really normal. Even that really nice, mild winters here lately.
Well, growing up around here, I can tell you that it used to be like that all the time. And so, it just making its way back around to it, I guess.
Yep, I'll turn my beams off here. I'm going to blind this guy, but he's blinding me. I'll be back shortly. I'm fixing to drop off the mountain here.
Be careful, we'll catch you here in a few minutes. KO4HK.
KH, monitoring.
Y'all go ahead, pick it up.
KO4HK, and Jody and David are out there also. And Leon just cleared out there. He'll be back in a few minutes.
Patrick, something wrong with the repeater this morning. That seems to be either not dropping his tail or it seems to be messing up with my squelch or something.
I hadn't heard anything. It's a little scratchy this morning, but with the weather change there, it's about normal.
It sounds to me like the squelch is open way too much on my, maybe it's on my radio or something, but nothing's changed.
Really don't know on that one, Marshall. It doesn't. It may have been got hung up in repeater mode where it's not dropping it and not come out of it. Well, Dave will look at it later today, maybe.
I'm looking for it, Patrick, but it's acting normal here on my radio. Good morning, KM4MUF.
I just want to say I didn't really notice anything other than a little normal scratch that is there, and Marshall, it just could be radio propagation gods are not in your favor today.
I'm just going to listen to this morning. Your guard to the outside and see the antenna right now to see if there's an issue or something, but seems to be okay up on the Hendersonville repeater in Mount Mitchell, so probably just my luck of the draw here.
Sounding good into the repeater, so it don't know what else to tell you about it.
Just listen until I get it figured out. W4MKH on the side.
Well, it was good to see you yesterday and or Saturday, put some eyes on you. So, but you hang around there, and we'll be back. You can come in here anytime.
It was good seeing you guys out there on Saturday, too. Tried to find y'all on HF, but never did, so didn't get a chance to make contact with you. Good luck, guys. Y'all stay safe out there. I'll be back if I can.
I'm sitting here listening to, but I still don't much hear any difference in the repeater. It's, you know, it's dropping out when I'm on key and all that. So, on my end, it's pretty good.
I couldn't tell anything other than a normal scratch in it from getting it warmed up this morning.
Exactly right. Sounds about the same with me, too, so sorry on his end, man. Maybe he'll get it figured out.
It's amazing how easy this hobby is, and sometimes it's amazing how complicated little things can be, is it not?
Got that right. I have that Elenco, that 735 in my truck, and the other morning I went to turn it on. When I did, I had a pair of gloves on, and I guess I hit two buttons at the same time and cleared everything. So I had to go back in there yesterday and redo everything, and that wasn't much fun.
But not, and being able to clear everything out by two buttons that close together would not be good.
It was wild way it did it. It come up, and it was all just like he restarted the whole race. My knitted gloves for cold weather is pretty big, so it might have been three buttons. I ain't sure.
That. And this weekend, you definitely needed them.
Yeah, it was quite cool out there.
My hands are hurting from this weekend. It split on one of my fingers from being so cold and drying out.
Ouch.
Well, like I said, though, we had a good time, and it was worth every bit of it.
Well, that's good. Some edumacation with that, didn't you?
As hard as it is to get that edumacation for me, I did get a little bit. About rip a USB cord in two when I found out what was wrong with it.
You have one do like that? Man, you want to talk about aggravating trying to find that problem.
Wound up being the USB cable was a charge cable only. It wasn't a data. And I'm trying to figure that out. I spent half a day trying to figure that out. And then tore it all apart, threw it down, and went just doing phone. And so later that day, I picked it up, was going to try it again, and as soon as I looked at the bottom side of the cable, I instantly knew what was wrong. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
That made you pull your hair out until you found that box, trying to figure that one out.
Yes, sir. You're not working today?
No, sir. End of my four-day weekend, Roger.
Well, you picked a good day to stay at home. It looks like it's going to be raining out here today a little bit, but we need it. But, Jody, I'm here at the gate, so I'm going to jump out so I can switch vehicles, and I'll be back here in just a few minutes. KO4HKX.
We'll be listening for you. KO4MUF.
Okay, mobile.
Good.
How are you doing, dude? Have a good 4-day weekend?
Actually, just 3-day, but it was the end of my 4 days. Kind of sounds weird, but it's the way it worked out. But yeah, we had a great weekend.
Thanks for a winter field day.
The contacts from the house, and that's about it.
I'm for a couple of hours, but I just long enough to make some contacts so I wouldn't get deleted from anybody's log. But I think I made around 40, 50 contacts, something like that, over the course of maybe a couple of hours.
I don't think I made that many. I just touched base with a few just to make contacts and went with that. This has been doing all right. It's been a while since I got to talk with you.
We're doing great, actually. We're finally getting around to tying the knot formally. We're getting married on Sunday this weekend.
Relations.
We're going up to our favorite vineyard up in Morganton, and we have a friend who's an officiant, so they're going to meet us there. And yeah, just the two of us, and we're friends with the owners of the vineyard too, so they'll be there. And then whoever happens to be at the vineyard that day is going to be our guest. And really simple, go up, have a glass of wine, get married, come home.
That sounds like a good deal, man. Well, again, congratulations, and I hope you have a good time up here doing it.
How you guys been doing?
As best as we can get. We've been doing very well.
Hopefully we all stay dry today. What do you, are you headed back into work this morning?
One of my days off for a 4-day weekend.
Up 2 days you head off. Lucky you, you don't have to go out in this today, man. It's messy out here.
You're seeing on the weather, it is definitely messy. Yep. Nope. My next weekend's my 2-day weekend, and we only got 2 days off.
It's a little warm this week too, so I'll be welcoming that.
Last week, couple weeks we've had a little warm will do us all some good.
Isn't doing traffic any favors.
It's been the weekend. Everybody out there forgot how to drive again.
Ain't out of it. It's really bad. 34 miles an hour on 85 southbound at the moment.
Lovely.
It can't happen. It's just people are afraid.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, they're not sure about what everybody's going to do, right?
Construction zone's getting smaller and smaller. I just broke out of it, and we're back up to speed limit now. But I'm getting off of exit 90 here in a second to grab my breakfast, so I'll be on out for a little bit. Should need to be back in a few minutes. Good talking to you so far. We'll see you in a few minutes. W2JKT.
AF4MUF.
Or ACX. I'm back, gentlemen.
I'm still out here. Eric went and got him some breakfast. He'll be back. KF4MUF.
I heard you say you'd made a few contacts over the weekend on field day. It was busy. The bands were really busy this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sounded pretty busy, but, I sandbag a lot, so I just made a few and I was good.
This is my first time actually competing or trying to do any of it, so I sandbagged for a little bit too and listened this Saturday morning, but then started making some contacts. They make a bunch of them, but I made a few.
You know, same with me. Just a few, so it was good.
Here today.
Little projects I'm into. One's a friend of mine that passed away a little while back has a Jeep, and I was getting him back up and running an order for his wife. And I'll probably tinker with that some more today.
Well, hopefully nothing major and it goes quick for you.
I had to do to it so far was just pull all the fuel out of it, the old fuel, and put new fuel in it and get it back up and running and that kind of thing. But it wasn't too bad, you know, just a little time consuming. I heard a little exhaust leak in it, so today I think I'm going to have to go hunt for that and see if I can fix that.
I definitely want to get that taken care of.
But you can just hear it. It's probably the donut gasket right there where the muffler or the exhaust pipe hooks up to the header.
Pipe gasket right there, a little donut, ain't bad to leak.
But pretty much just a ceramic gasket anyway, right?
Which one it is, you could have the ceramic style in there or the that mushy metal like old head gaskets used to be made out of. Thing's got the out the side exhaust or mufflers on it like most of them do. That's a lot of weight hanging there, vibrating, and that's generally what causes that.
You know, he lifted it a little bit and had blockers on it. He did rock crawling with it, so, you know, it's been doing a lot of twisting, so that don't help either.
It don't, but it sure is fun, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Quite a bit of that. Not in Jeeps. I was always in trucks and then moved to four-wheelers and side-by-sides, but started out in trucks.
Yep.
KO4HKX. camping for field day this weekend, and a little chilly, but it was a good weekend.
Operate for an hour or two and out of the back patio, so I did one, you know, class 1H, and maybe 40, 50 contacts over a couple of hours just to make sure my logs were good, and yeah, it was okay. Cole, a good friend of ours, got in a car accident on Saturday, so we ended up going up to Charlotte to the ICU to visit with them and yeah, make sure they were going to be okay. They're all right. Lots of surgeries, but I think they're going to pull through.
Looks like they're going to pull through. Hate that they're in that position, but good to hear that. And yeah, we didn't make too many contacts either. It was the first time the groups ever got together to do it, any of us. It was more of a learning experience than anything.
I'm in it more for the setup, the tweaking, the tuning, the takedown, everything else, you know, just making sure that, you know, I have all my stuff together and I can set it up quickly and get an operational station and, you know, communicate effectively. It's not, yeah, definitely not about the contact fee either. It's just more about the fun of it.
Yep, and go ahead, Jerry, pick it up.
I'm sitting here just listening to, you know, the same thing that you said. It's just fun getting everything set up to do that.
A two Oscar station, so we had two stations going and outdoors, so we were completely off grid doing it.
My batteries too. I was off of commercial names. I'm not submitting a log. I never do because it's just so tedious. But and I'm not in it for the points. But I think I probably could have gotten a few multipliers just from you know, the stuff I was doing. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I ran off of a 12 amp hour 40 volt battery for the whole thing, and that was more than enough for a couple of hours.
All day on a 12 amp hour 18 volt battery.
I mean, you know, your transmit duty cycle is very low, so, you know, you've got maybe an amp or so for receive, and then, you know, transmit once in a while.
I run mine off, like I said, I run my whole setup off of off-grid power and batteries, tool batteries, and so had a good time. I'm glad it warmed up a little bit Saturday. It could have gotten a little warmer for me, but because we was camping out there Friday night and we were popsicles Saturday morning until the sun come up.
Set up right in front of our fire pit out of the patio, so I had a raging bonfire going in the solo stove for most of the day, so, yeah, and the sun was shining on me for the time I was out there, so it wasn't bad at all. It was probably in the high 30s, low 40s, but with that fire pit going, it was toasty.
I had a little buddy heater sitting there under the table with me, and so I was fairly warm, and it kept the radio warm, so I was surprised the batteries, as cold as they were, weren't affected more. That's one of the things that surprised me the most.
Batteries indoors before you started, you know, they'll stay warm, and it takes a long time for that much metal to cool down, but, yeah, I mean, they don't really start to get bad until you get below freezing. If you're above freezing, the batteries will be fine.
We're stored in a bag, a tool bag, outside in my vehicle Friday night, and we were in a tent Friday night, so we didn't have anywhere to put them indoors. Like I said, I was surprised they lasted as long as they did.
For them batteries, or what do you do?
Burner off Amazon and then put power poles on the end of it, and away we go.
I have a 13.8 volt 30 amp DC to DC that can take up to 60 volts in, and I just plug a 4.
All right.
N4AZE, Eric, and Jody, I think. Patrick, y'all sound like some pioneers out there.
KN4GFW Mobile.
Be back.
Ken. Morning, dude. And good morning again, Leon. KO4HKX.
Morning, Kenny and Leon.
KO4HKX. Good morning, Patrick again. And good morning, Eric.
And Ken. And I think I also heard Leon come back.
Real pioneer. mountaineers out there doing that. It had to be cold.
It was, but it was cold, and we were right there on the frozen lake, too, so we had a nice little coolant radiator at us.
I did good out there. I'm glad everybody went through it safe and all. Sound like you had fun.
Yawning there. But we had a blast this weekend.
Group KF4MUF.
Sounds like you're at the house.
On my 4-day weekend.
Nice.
10-hour days are long, but yes, it is nice. Every other week you get a 4-day weekend. Yes.
Good right now?
Week. Yeah. 8 hours a week, so you only work 4 days, four 10-hour days, so it is. It actually is nice.
It's an ideal shift, really, Jody.
It'll work out well. It's a holiday in that week, you get knocked down to 8-hour days, but, you know, like last week we had that holiday on Monday. We worked through Friday in 8-hour days, so that took away from our 4-day weekend, but we still get Monday off to start it, to finish it up.
On weekend, every weekend.
Just about. You know, that's county work for you, Roger. Some more coffee, KF4MUF.
Loud today, sounding good. You got my gauge pegged all the way over.
You got it, dude.
The gift to Dale, K4RXI, gave me this radio. That was so sweet of him. He didn't like the way I sounded on my handheld. He brought me this up and just gave it to me. He said, my money's no good. It's an ICOM. Hang on, let me look. 100H. I don't know anything about it other than turn it on and key it down and, you know, turn the dial here and there for something. I'm 2-meter mobile radio illiterate. If I hadn't already had this stuff programmed in, I wouldn't be able to talk to you guys.
Glad you're here this morning, dude.
Thank you much.
Again.
It's good. Can't complain.
This weekend?
Negative.
Look at that picture I sent you about the chicken livers.
That one. And then we went to Costco, picked up some chicken, 20 pounds of chicken, and we canned it this weekend.
The wife and I went down to Spartanburg a couple weekends ago and went to Wade's. Wade's has your chicken livers.
It's kind of hard to find a spot nowadays that has it. I know we had some beef liver the other day over there at Pete's on 29 in Greer. Didn't ask me if I had to go get batteries today.
How about that? Were you going to get batteries today?
Here, tomorrow, I got to go get 6 golf cart batteries.
Any batteries, Ken?
Yeah, they got like, you know, 20-something forklifts and 2 or 3 scissor lifts and 2 golf carts and 2 maintenance carts. Other than that, they just... I don't know, they pretty much just abuse them. You know, they stay plugged in all the time, or the forklift is sitting out in the cold and never gets ran.
Think about swapping out for lithium iron phosphate batteries?
Never said nothing about it.
Get a lot longer, and they can stand up to that abuse of being plugged in all the time, and you get a lot more cycle life out of them than you do the lead acid. I mean, they're expensive to buy up front, but man, they last so much longer, and they don't... They don't have near the problems that lead acid batteries do.
What kind was it?
Phosphate, and you can get them in all kinds of shapes and sizes and voltages and whatever.
8-volt golf cart batteries.
Go ahead and get them at 48 volts. You know, it's a single battery for your golf cart or a forklift or whatever.
Yeah, we don't have any electric forklifts.
Batteries for them?
They're going into class 1, dev 1 areas.
I might not be able to put a lithium battery out there in a class 1, dev 1, but yeah, if it's just like puttering around, golf cart or something like that, if it's zone 2, dev 2, then you could probably get away with a lithium battery and not have to replace them so often.
The
pay attention to what vehicle you're on and where you can go, because there's some of them that are, you know, XP rated and then others that aren't.
At Honeywell, we are designing the oil control, you know, the oil refiner controlling platform, and all the electronics designs had to be GIS, you know, galvanically isolated, intrinsically safe, and, you know, zone zero, div zero, the whole bit. It was pretty wild.
That's hard to find. I was trying to find a telephone, and, man, you can find one that's rated, but, man, you're going to pay for it.
Design a telephone that is rated, it's not that big of a design change, but it's just certification that costs a fortune, and that bakes into the cost.
And I found a couple of flip phones that were only a couple $100, and then they make a case for like your iPhone, but it's like $800, and you got to send it to them, and they'll put your phone in there, and if you ever open it, then it's not classified again. So I think they went to carrying small pager-sized LELs, and as long as the LEL said you were good, then you could use your phone.
You have to hermetically seal it in the case, and then if you ever break that seal, then, you know, you've got an exposure problem.
FW.
WTJKT.
And C9B.
Said you guys are getting a little bit of that winter precipitation up there and hogging it from us.
Yours and Andrew's way. Me and Patrick got a pack going here, and we're sending it all over to the east.
Or south last time.
When I came out, hey, look, not raining. I came across the state line. It's raining down here.
I salt off yesterday, but I figured, well, with it raining today, it's just going to get right back on it.
It do. I washed my truck yesterday, but I guess you blame the rain on me then. Weather keeps up. I'm on Wednesday, I might wash the bottom of the boat.
Taking it out.
This week, I'll be working all week.
Just starting to dry out, and now this.
Travel we had on the road got swallowed up. I had like an inch of mud caked on the running boards of this truck, all the way down. Made some of this salt off the bottom of the truck here.
That'd be nice to get all this brine and salt off of everything.
As I could with the pressure washer, but you know how that works.
Okay, so let everybody go to sleep.
Get back.
Get something cold to drink so I can take a goodie. My knee is really hurting this morning. For a couple years, and I've been putting it off as long as I can, but this year might be the year.
Getting knees replaced.
You want me to come and drive that cool truck for you?
I might have to take you up on it. We'll see how things go.
A little bit for Patrick.
Oh, a lot for me. That's right. Something? No.
Doing all your time.
We canned some chicken yesterday, and then just kind of laid around. Well, we went to Costco on Saturday and did a little bit of running around, but haven't been doing too much here lately.
That Costco salmon had a recall on it.
Expensive to get it there, and I think I got 4 or 5 jars left of salmon that we canned.
Your class 1 recall, so I've got a trichinosis, or I'm not sure exactly what, but yeah, they upgraded it. It's for salmon that was packaged and had a sell-by date of like November, December last year. They're just worried about people having something stored away in the freezer for later use.
Serious business. It's no good thing at all.
Calls related to all the people we got coming into the country and their hygiene habits.
With that, it just has to do with the fact that all fish has trichinella in it, and you are supposed to freeze it at least one time before it's consumed. and if they don't freeze it well enough, then the trichinella can survive. But if you've got if you've got it in a deep freezer, then you're fine because the freezing cycle is what kills the parasites. But you know, pretty much all fish have trichinella in them. That's why we have a law that says, you know, even sushi has to be frozen before it's served to kill the parasites in it.
Fish.
Butterware.
Man, I've eaten my fish out of the lake within hours of catching them.
Cooking also kills it, so as long as you cook it up to temperature, it's also fine. But, pretty much all fish have some form of parasites in it, especially, you know, freshwater parasites can be even worse because you can get stuff like flatworms and whatever else. Because you know the vegetation along the ridge of the freshwater, you know, houses these flatworms that use fish as their animal portion of their cycle. So you have to assume that all fish have parasites and either freeze them or cook them.
Okay, I'll never eat fish again. N4AZ.
You'll be fine.
Well, I wouldn't eat it anyway.
Run off the road there. That was a bad deal.
Got a YouTube channel that Courtney and I watch called This Week in Parasitology, and every week or every 2 weeks they give a lesson on some kind of parasite. And they talk about fish quite a bit.
Facebook reel the other day, it was cracking on my lobster. Man, I don't know if I can eat lobster again now.
Well, what did they say about lobster?
Dying and all that stuff, and their bottom feeders just like shrimp. I mean, I've seen shrimp in some pretty bad places, fellas. I'm working in Charleston in the crime scene unit.
Stormy.
What? Eat the heck out of me. I had something the other night.
Shrimp all kind of ways. Lobster, too.
Dead or lobster?
When it comes to lobster.
63 years of my life thinking that I was allergic to shellfish. Finally had the test done. Turns out I'm not. A bad reaction to something when I was a kid because I'm not allergic to any of it.
Allergy to something in the way they were processing leather. Charleston, I used to have a problem with my shoes. Only certain kind of shoes. I break out blisters every time. NC9B. The patch test on my back, that's a lot of fun. The only thing you figure out, yep, you're allergic to leather, something in the leather process. Can't tell you what it is.
A lot of traffic today.
For a Honda Accord to be flat towing an F-250.
Carolina.
Honda.
It was like a RAV4 and he was flat towing two vehicles.
Or two or three long.
Said something, they were pulling back like wrecks or something, and man, they weren't wasting any time going down the road, that's for sure.
Carolina. Stuff like that in Florida, too.
Committed it.
I think it's the Carolina squad, so.
Uh-huh.
I saw one of those this morning, too. The wheel wells and all the underbelly lighting and everything.
Come on, if they want to run from the cops.
But anyway, so what is it going to run?
That man. They're wearing their pants way down low. I see them run from the cops. They can't get away.
Dress code, Allegiant Airlines. Oh, no, Spirit Airlines.
Death.
Throw you off the plane for any kind of offensive clothing. They can tell you to put clothing on. And if you don't dress right, they can throw you off the plane.
Offensive stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like profanity and stuff like that, or is it just, you know, people not wearing enough clothes?
Well, it's all, everything. Crop tops, yeah, you can wear that on the airplane. You know, get like a bikini top line and stuff. They tell you to cover up. You don't cover up, you're off the plane.
I'm going to put the flags up to the top of the flag pole again.
Sir Jimmy Carter's death.
Okay.
Or the death of a president.
Tell everybody else. It'll be okay. You have staff to lay it in the ground. Sorry, Ken. Yeah, I was just saying, you should do it like everybody else. Half staff until you're in the ground.
The SUV take out a bunch of barrels.
Well, if I did that in a while. Or today.
And it was. He said he was having a hard time hearing the repeater this morning.
Okay, out there and you can hear me. Good morning.
Yep, KF4NXY, David.
Thinking of you just saying I said we get ready to holler at David. Good morning.
I just sitting here copying the mail, eating a protein bar, kind of getting my breakfast in.
Speaking of that, I'm fixing to do another generator this week. We're hooking up with Johnny. We're going to put one in for my daughter up here at her house.
We waiting on them to get all their ducks in a row and then get down here and then get ours done. Seemed like Johnny was thinking that they'd hook to the gas tank and suburban propane. They want to be the ones to hook it up, so I'm not sure how all that's going to work out. But anyway, there's a bunch of them out there in the mobile, so I'm going to step back and get out of the way and let them pick it back up. KF4NXY.
That's strange. They won't let them hook up themselves. They know what they're doing. N4AZE.
Destinated at work here, so I'm going to sign with y'all. Have a great day. Stay dry, because I didn't bring my raincoat. Darn it. 73, y'all. Take care. NC9B.
73, Leon. Be careful out there today. KO4HK.
73, Leon. Have a good one. You're supposed to be out of here by 9. KN4TF.
73, Leon. Have a great day. Be safe. WTJKT.
4AZE.
Leon, KF4NXY.
They have to coordinate all that. That's how they had to do with me anyway. They had to have the inspector out here and the power company, all that stuff. You know, it was. But now when it came to the gas, they thought they were going to have a gas company out here, but they didn't have to since it was after the meter.
Different outfits got different ways they want to do stuff. It don't really matter to me. I ain't in no, you know, tremendous hurry to get the thing done, but it would be nice to have it done, you know, before I need it, you know, before I lose electricity again. That's it. Don't want to have to drag that generator out of the shed and do all that.
Of this last time having to deal with that, but not anymore. I'm waiting for the power to go out now.
We got the generator that works, and you got everything hooked up and ready to go. You're not going to lose power in the first place.
Power to go out, maybe an hour, so I can see if this thing, you know, see it work, everything works like it's supposed to.
I guess it'll do a self test every couple of weeks, and you know, that'll let us know.
And I can't catch it. Yeah, I think it does it every couple of weeks, and I must not be here because I've been trying to catch it doing it, but I haven't yet.
Talk about all this bird flu going on, and price of eggs could get up to $12 a dozen.
Everybody out in the parking lot here, so everybody have a good day and be safe out there, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. And yeah, Ingles was out of eggs yesterday.
73 Ken, have a great day. KO4HK.
73 Ken, have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Later, man. Be careful with them fish if you eat any.
down here where I'm starting to have trouble with the repeater. So everybody have a great day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT73. 73,
Eric. Have a great day. KL4HK.
Good to hear you this morning, N4AZ.
Air KF4NXY.
Late.
Yeah, most of them, you know, get destinated around 6 or about 6:15.
I'm glad it's raining and not freezing. Boy, it got so cold, some of these morning I wouldn't even come down to the shop till later in the day.
I was tired of them 15, 20 degree mornings, and then the high of the day being in the 30s. By Tuesday, it's supposed to be a whole lot nicer.
60s.
It's supposed to be in low 60s Tuesday and sunshiny.
Be sad. Hope it's not windy.
I'm planning on, you know, don't care if it bothers my back or not, I'm going to get on that motorcycle and do a little riding Tuesday.
Idea, just be careful on that thing. You don't want to have an accident or anything before you get your new generator.
I just had an idea, though. You might could fix something for me, and I wouldn't mind paying you to do it. I need to have the gas tank swapped out on a little Honda Rebel. I just got the thing back from the shop and filled it up with gas, and now it's leaking at the seam. It's a welded seam on the tank right where it's at the frame, and that's not something I want to tinker with. I thought about maybe trying to put some JB Weld on it or something, but last time I did that years ago, I just had a new gas tank put on it, and that fella shop, he's gone out of business, so I really don't know, you know, don't have anybody to take it to. I had an outfit over at Anderson work on it, and they charged me $700 for about $300 worth of work, so don't really want to take it back to them. 50, Honda Rebel 250, it's a small bike.
Well, I didn't know what that was. I had no idea.
It's a small motorcycle.
It's just seeping through the seam, you say?
It's leaking gas at the seam, you know, where it's welded to the where the gas tank's, you know, kind of welded to the chassis of the motorcycle.
Yeah, to the chassis?
That's what it kind of looks like to me. It looks like there's a little looks like it's welded in that area.
L4HK, that's where the bolts are welded. The braces go down to the bolt.
Get off.
That is correct.
Ed, they've got in aviation, they had some problems with some of these in-wing tanks. The wing was actually part of the tank. It didn't have a gas tank. It was they sealed off the spars and all that. But they had some problems with those leaking, and they make some kind of chemical compound that you put in there, and it'll seal the gas tank from the inside. I was just wondering about something like that. Almost reminded me of becoming a liner inside of it, if you know what I'm talking about.
HKX, I do know what you're talking about, and I've used that, and it works okay, but if you don't get the inside of it coated just right, it's just a mess.
Or motorcycle gas tank, if you could, you could take that off and put it in there, maybe roll it around, whatnot.
If you got the other tank, then this is easy to put the other tank on it.
Painted and all ready to go on.
the way you want it?
I didn't understand you. I don't have my hearing aids in.
Another tank for it, or do you want to repair the one on it?
Another one to put on it, but I was, you know, thinking about just buying a new one and swapping it out. And if the one that's on it just bolted on it, then I might could figure out how to do that myself. But I thought it kind of looked like it was welded on there, but I might be wrong about that.
I've never seen one that was welded on. Not to say that it can't, but I've never seen it.
Okay, well, I've never worked on motorcycles, so that's at least, I've put plugs in that bike and changed the oil on it, because that's pretty easy to do with that bike, but that's all I've ever done with it.
After a while, and so you said it's a Honda Rebel 86 model. I'll look online and see what the breakdown of that is and see what it's about. I've done some in the past years ago that had dents in them and things. We took the tank off and flushed it out with water real good, hose it out, because we'd have to do some work on it, a little welding here and there. But and then I always would take it before I'd even get close to welding it. We'd put a rag in it and light it. And even after hosing it for an hour with water, it would still fire up, and then you could weld it after that. But I'll check to see what the breakdown is, if that tank comes off or if it's welded in 4AZE.
I appreciate that, KF4NXY.
And it's so bad, it just wasn't worth fixing. So I wound up filling them up with water and put them in a freezer, and you had to watch them. But it'll slowly push that dent out as that water freezes. But you got to catch it just right, or it'll bust the seams.
When this one was in the shop, they rebuilt the carburetor and supposedly, cleaned out all the old gas and everything. And the leak going on now might have something to do with that.
I'll look and see what I can find online about it, and see how that thing disassembles, whatnot, in 4AZE.
Well, that protein bar wasn't enough for breakfast, so I'm going to go in the kitchen and see what else I can scrounge up. Yeah, I'll probably be back in here in a little while. Go ahead and pick it up there with Patrick for a little bit. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
David, KO4HGX.
Oh, Dave. Hey, Patrick, you in Greasley today, aren't you?
I'm out here on 153 now.
How's Harry doing? I hadn't heard him in some time.
I talked to him last night. We're meeting for lunch today, so. But other than that, I don't know anything.
Said hello.
Too far back here.
I remember you telling me somewhere off of that road, but I know that's not too far from here. It's got to be within air miles. Couldn't be within 2 or 3 air miles.
I think so. I don't know exactly where you're at, but it sounds like you're real close. And from the description that he said, you're just right around the corner from him.
I'm a hospital, Easley Baptist Hospital. I'm about, 2 minutes from there, maybe 3, more like 2.5. A3 is, right?
He takes Joy out there to her visit. But I don't know exactly where you're at.
A3, right?
Still familiar, I don't travel that road much.
Heck.
Say that I have.
Anyway, I'm probably not far from him.
Well, Duke, I am pulling into my first stop, so I'm running a little behind today, so I need to get moving. So I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear you. here, Miss Vicky. Have a good day, and stay dry. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Safe out there. Sell a lot of tools while you're there. You need to do that. We'll catch you later on N4AZE.